Rashi, Amar Lucha B'Malachas. Second Rashi, Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. The Ika Lameimer, a high time of the Svina, the loss of Philip Rabbi Kiva, but the Shari. Your logic, Rabbi says to Rabbi Zeira, that when the ship is moving, it's mutter, even Rabbi Kiva agrees to. Ki pligi bisha amda. So when the ship is stopped. So according to the Pshat, that there was never a kinyan of Dalet Amis, because the ship was always moving. So when it stops, it's kind of Dalet Amis. So when it stops, it's kind of, you get to Dalet Amis. So according to that Pshat, even if it starts going again, there's no heter. At any point in time, over Shabbos, it stops. So it was kind of Dalet Amis, and then moving onward will be a problem. According to the other two Pshatim Rashi, that as he's walking, he's always walking beyond Dalet Amis, but it's the ship doing it to him. Or because the ship is negating his movement by going in the opposite direction. Elisha Basroi, Al Shas Mido Nechlaku. They're arguing in a case where it's. So Rabbi says that the whole argument is a case where they stopped, because when they're moving, I agree there's a problem. When they stop, Rekiva says it's Osir. If Hilchi shorter Rigamil, Mishum Aver Machitzes. But Rigamil says, but there's a new Sora that he was Shavis in these Dalaram in these Machitzes, so that counts like Dalaramas. Shmor says Dekonami. Because it says, if they tell me that everybody agrees in a case where it's Mahalechas that it's Mutter, and the whole argument is a case of Amida. So you understand how to tell you Rotzalahach, where the language is they just wanted to be Mach, but the Mash of the Shori, it's Mutter Maker at the Rafilder Bekiva. So Alma, Ki Asri, that which Bekiva says is Osir Lab Mahalechas Asri. The Kuli Alma, that everybody agrees to when it's Mahalechas, that it's Mutter, it's not Osir. And the case was, it was Mahalechas. So therefore, really, Mikir then even Rekiva agrees that it's Mutter. Vino hu do'achmer an avshayu, but Rekiva, and Rishua were machmer, dilma omda pisum v'labadat. Maybe it had been stopped without them realizing it. So if you learn, like Rav is saying, that Rekiva is Mutter by case of Mahalechas, we understand what the language of Rotzel Lahachmer is. But Eli Amri, but if you tell me that they argue even in the case of Mahalechis, Bishamdo Dibre Kol Osir the Mechitzas Lachashivi. So according to Bzeiro, in the case of Amda, even Rabbi Gamliel said it's Osir. Uba Mahalechis or the Plika, the Homachlok is only the case where it's going, that the movement of the boat makes it Mutzer according to Rabbi Gamliel, not according to Rabbi Kiva. My Rotsu, why is it only Lashon if they wanted to be Machmer? Halal Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua, Ben Malechas, Ben Omda, Isurahu. There's an Isur, Mikir Adin. So that was the first, that was Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak's point that the Mishnah is Mashma like Rabbah's understanding. Rabbi Ashi said Dekanami, because it said the Ba'omda Pliga, the arguing case of Omda. Because we're comparing it to the case of the deer and the sar, which is kaviyu. And the more broader statement of Rav Acha Reid Rav Ashi, basically that Rav Acha Reid Rava told Rav Ashi that we paskin like Rav Gamliel. Some more says means mechal to pligi. Basically, means they argue on the case of a ship, but to me, it's a question. Rahorotsu Ketoni, the Mishnah says that they wanted to be Machmer. Minolahu l'Rav v'Shmuel, the Pligi b'Svina. So how did you're saying that they said Halacha, where, how do you know that there was a Machlokes? Is it in? Yes. There was a Machlokes. Well, Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, B'Nichusa, the Braisa, the V'Hotanya is to be read gently. It's not as a question of what you read with a but since you read it, okay, yeah. It's a raya. Pligi b'sh'amdo, but it's only rotsu amalechis. So the only way you'd understand this If you tell me halacha, Rabbi Gamliel b'Svino, that's a case of mahal. That's in a case of omda. Rabbi Yosef says the swara of Rabba of he was shabbos b'aver mechitzes. Rabbi Kiba says you don't say that swara. In the case of halachas, everybody agrees that it is the lashon of ratzu, which is only so. It's not a machlokes between the Braisa and the Mishnah. The Braisa is talking about a case where there was a midah, and that's where it's an issue of a machlokes and the issue of halacha. And the Mishnah was lashon ratzu lahachar is going on a case of halachas. Okay, Rabbi Chananya ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Chananya was Yeshua's brother's son. So he said, that Achi Abba, the brother of my father, referring to Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Bach puts the gears of Elish Nachrino. Halacha Kremen Gabil Basvino. Kain Svinoso Yishahoysim Alechis. The Lachashin and Lashem Omda. When we all feel about Omda plea, that's what Rabbi Gamliel says. Even in the case of Omda, Rabbi Gamliel says it's mutter. Duma the dir besar. So according to this version, when we say locha like Rabbi Gamliel besvina, we mean in the case of the story where they was traveling. But v'ena locha kamoisa ela b'malachas. Aba Omda the hanu dir besar locha kribi kiva. But the case of dir besar, we pass like Rabbi Kiva. And that's what the Morris Lashon Halacha Kribi Akiva B'dir B'sar. It's all talking about, it's not talking about Dir B'sar Mamish, because that we surely pass like Kribi Akiva. But it means even in the case of the Svina, which is Omda, we pass like Kribi Akiva, because that's already diamond to the case of Dir B'sar. Okay. So we paskin like the first version of Rashi's Pesach. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel Svora of the Svinas like Dalet Amos, and therefore even in the case of Omda, it's going to be Mutter. And the second version seems we paskin like Rabbi Kiva in the case of Omda. We only paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in the case of Halechis, which means according to the first version, Rashi's pointing out there's really no Machloekes in the case of Halechis. So it's not shy to paskin like anybody. So you pass like Rabbi Gamliel means you talk about a case of Omda. The second version seems to understand that it's valid to say the lachos like Rabbi Gamliel. It means in the case of Malachis, that he's not choshish for Shema Omda. And Rekiva holds that the choshish for Shema Omda. So it means it's not just a rotzal lahachram, but like a mikra din. They held that's what you mechuyev to do is to be choshish. Tosafos points out when the Mordechai doesn't say how Reb Zera is going to answer these kashas. This doesn't address it says you have a diak of Rotzel Lahachmer, etc. And what happened to what does Reb Zera say back? So Reb Zera says Rotzel Lahachmer means they pass and like their opinion. Okay, the next Tosafos is the bottom Tosafos. Well, it's not so bottom, but it's the bottom Tosafos. Gets involved in traveling on a ship, the halacha lemaisa. You know, what do you do? The halacha lemaisa. He says if a person mi ba'idayim goes into the ship and he's there during banish moshes, so he's kind of that becomes his avra mechitzes. So the whole ship gets a halacha dalet amos. Then if the ship pulls out on Shabbos, it's not his responsibility. It's actually there's a halacha. Based on what the Tosha says, we mean the following: even if the ship is leaving Shabbos morning, so he would go there Friday before sunset, spend the Benish Moshes period there. So he's kind of shvisa there on the ship Kedalat Amos. Then he can disembark from the ship, back into his house for to sleep, and then go back at Shabbos morning onto the ship. When the ship pulls out, Tosis, the Rashbam says, that's not an Aver of Gom Chusatrum, because you're not doing anything. The ship is taking you a Mela. That's not called an Aver of Gom Chusatrum. So there's no Mitzvah involved in Chusatrum. But once you go, the ship goes to Chusat Chum, you have to stay on the ship for the rest of Shabbos.
I'm sorry, something missing. You go on the ship.
Shabbat. You're kind of Shabbos on the ship.
Right, Shabbat comes. You leave the ship to go home.
You could do that, right.
You can do that.
As long as it's within the... That's where your mokum is. You'd have to travel to your house. You'd have to, limitations of what the lofas of Tchum would be to your house.
So if the ship is inside a... Can you have a ship inside an area with an A?
You could.
Okay, so the water isn't a problem.
Water is used for Tashmish Abin Yodim. We don't consider a karfib, so that's, you can use that as... can be included inside. But I think the one of the main points that the Rashbam, one of the Tosafot brings from the Rashbam, is that that which it leaves on Shabbos is not called you're going Chusat Chum, because the Svina is going, he's not doing anything, so it's the ship which is doing it, not him. And Tosafot is involved in the Mir Lakum, telling the workers on the ship are doing Malachos for him, is that Mutter, is it Osir, etc. That's it gets involved in that.
How does that play in with regard to the Mishnah of Brita?
Well, we're accepting the concept that the whole ship gets a lochal like Dalai Lama. That's like the lochal like Rabbi Mil Svina, like Rashi's first shot that we passed, like Rabbi Gamliel. Whether the ship is standing or moving, there's a lochal the Avram Mechitz is a Dalai Lama's, since he was Shabbos in it. Okay, so the Gemara.
The ship's moving?
Well, even if the ship. Once he was Shabbos in the Mechitzah, the ship is considered like Dalai Lama's. Yeah. Boy, Rav Chananya, yesh tchum on the mala miyasoro, or ain't tchum on the mala miyasoro.
Good morning, Miss.
Is there a loch of the issur of tchum of traveling beyond the tchum? Does it apply if you're traveling above 10 tefachim? So now the more like this: Omad gavoya asoro v'rochav arbo. If what you're traveling on is 4 tefachim wide. That's not a shaila. The arismitlihi, that's considered that the ground has moved up. It's a mokum, and so there's a din of tchum on it. Ki deboy lecha ba'omad gavoya asoro v'ena rocha barbo. The person is traveling a very long distance on the top of a very narrow ridge, which is not 4 tefachim wide. Does not consider that it's a mokum, because it's not 4 tefachim wide. And he's traveling there. Is there an issur of tchum traveling above the 10 tefachim? Before we find the Gabi Hibble's Rishas Rabim, above 10 Tvachim, it's not considered Rishas Rabim. It's considered like you're in the air. Inami, the Ka'ozel B'Kvitza. Or alternatively, you're traveling, and Kvitza Rashi says it means that a person would say Hashem Hashem and travel in the air. So, travel in the air. So, I tell you it's an exciting Gemara. So Lishachrin of the Moor says, or alternatively, this question would be: you're traveling in a ship, and the ship is traveling above 10 tefachim from the seabed. So that's also called you're traveling the Malami Asara. So we calculate the din of Asara. The Moor says from the bed of the water, not from the surface of the water, from the seabed, not from the surface. So what's the halacha? So the Moor says, okay, if you're giving from the case of Svina, at least we have discussions about the case of Svina. So a member of Hoshia, Toshma, the Mishnah said, Maisa Shabo, me Flander Sin, Vifliga Sinotsin Biyam. So they came to Flander Sin, the ship went out, and we came in Rishumer Machmer. Now, here Bisham Yesh Tchumen, that tchum is relevant. So then, mishum hachirotza. I said, why they want to be machmer? The issue again was the mahalachas, and the story I said before. But there's a place to have a discussion of being machmir, because there is a concept of, there's an issue of tchuma here. Eliyamet ain't tchuma, if the tchuma doesn't apply in the Malam Yasura. So my Ratzu, how can you discuss the issue of Ratzu lahachmir? What's Ratzu lahachmir? There's no tchuma here, period. So the Mor says that no, the Mor in the next Toshma, Rava gave the following answer. We'll use the same answer Rava gave in the next Toshma for this Toshma. Now, why did the Mor do it in different orders? I don't know, but it's not the first time we've had that in this Masechta. Eliyam, the Mor says, "Kedama Rava b'mahalachis b'rakak," that the ship was traveling in. A shallow river, which means the bottom of the ship was within 10 tefachim of the bed, the river bed. So once the ship is traveling within 10 tefachim of the river bed, even though he's sitting higher on the ship, it doesn't make a difference. But he's now traveling with the ship beyond the tchum, and that's a problem. The same way Rav answered, but this other kasha. We'll answer over here the same answer. That could be the loch is ain't. You want to prove yesh tchum in the malam yisurah? I could answer you that no, that's not true. Really, really ain't tchum in the malam yisurah. And the case was mehalech is berakak. Toshma from the next case in the mishnah hamach is loy nichesu lenomal anshe chashecha. And they said, can they get back, can they come down from the ship? And Ramil says, I looked in my looking glass and I was able to figure out that we were within the tchum. So again, what's the issue? So Yamar Bishama Yesh Tchum and Shapra, understand what the issue of tchum was, if the whole Yesh Tchum and the Malam Yisor. Yamar ain't tchumin, ki lo hayinu b'secha tchum may havi. What's the difference? So yes, they in the beginning of Shabbos they were 4,000 amas out. So what? But they're traveling. They traveled above 10. Amarava b'malechas berakak. So on this, Rava answered that the case was that the ship was traveling in this rakak in the shallow water, which shallow like river type of a thing, and therefore tchumah was relevant. Okay. So now, so this is interesting. Until now, Toshma, where it says, I'll bring you a further raya. There's Hanishev Shmaito, this Amrin, Bitsafra, Bishabata, Kamei, the Rav Chista, Bisura. Haripanya, the Bishabata, Kamei, the Rabba, Bipubadisa. So there's a Gemara in Chulin, the beginning of the third parak, where they presented over there seven Shmaita, seven halachas. Seven sugyas over there. Actually, it was seven treifas, which the Mishnah had not listed. It was presented in the morning of Shabbos in Trev Chista Basura, and before the evening of Shabbos by Rabbah by Pupadisa, which is beyond the tchum. So, Man Amrino, who taught them these halachas? Lav Elio Amrino, didn't Elio and Navi teach them to them? Now, how did Elio get from Sura to Pupadisa? The answer is Eliyahu traveled above 10 tefachim. Right? Alma ain't tchum in the Malam Yasura. So you see, there's no lach of tchum in the Malam Yasura. Now, I guess Eliyahu travels, that's equivalent to traveling the Kvitsa B'Shem. Right? But when Eliyahu is here in this world in his bodily form, that he can go around teaching people things, he keeps, even though Meisim Chafshi, the Mora says in Nida that. Pazuk says, once a person dies, he's not chayav in mitzvahs, but once he's down here traveling, down here he has to keep mitzvahs. So he can't travel beyond the tchum. The answer is, ain't tchum in the malam yasura. So Eliyahu says, no problem, I'll just travel at above 10 tefachim and won't have a problem. Or says, no, lo, maybe Dilma Yosef Shida Aminu. Shadim do not have a loch, they're not chayav in mitzvahs. Yosef Shida was a shade, which was the yidua to the Chachamim. He taught them many different things, and he was a very friendly shade. And Yosef Shida was the one who taught it to them, and he had no problem. Really, yesh tchum alam hesora, so Eliyahu couldn't travel, so he passed it off the job to Yosef Shida that he should travel and take care of it. Toshma. Karina Nozer B'yom Sheben David Bo. I'm a Nozer, a person that undertakes to be a Nozer to take effect the day that David Melech, that Ben David Mashiach comes. So, any day when the day starts already, he has to be Machmer because the Mashiach comes later in that day. The Zeris is effective from the morning. So any day he's also to drink wine, in the time of the Mason, cut his hair, because maybe Mashiach will come that day, and he'll be a Nazir. What the person probably totally in it was a net that the person made, so it's a question of what in regards to that, the question was, what was the nusach of the netter? That would be tend to how people use the word yarm. If they use the yarm, it means the daylight, so it would mean the morning, and not, I'm not sure which one it means, but the Mor says in the Dorim that the case where there's no clear indication one way or the other from the Torah, so it's totally in the Lashon B'nei Adam. So the Bryson says, Mutalishus Yayin B'Shabosis, V'yamim Toibim. So he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov because Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mutalishus Yayin Kol Yom Asachol, but he can't drink during the week because maybe Mashiach will come. Now, so why do we assume Mashiach can't come on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Siyamer Bishlama Yesh Tchumen. There's a problem with Tchumen Malam Yisora. Hanu the Bidu Shabbos Yom Tov. Mutter. We understand why it's Mutter and Shabbos and Yom Tov, because how is he supposed to get here? He's going to travel from wherever he is to Yerushalayim, whatever it is. That's beyond the Tchum. That's in all probability. And he can't, because Yesh Tchumen Malam Yisora. And we can imagine Mashiach would be able to travel above 10, but that doesn't help him. If you tell me Eliyamet ain't Tchumen Malam B'Shabbos, ain't Tchumen, there's no din Tchumen Malam Yisora, so what's the problem? B'Shabbos and B'Yom Tov, my mutter, why are you allowed to drink wine, which means your son Mashiach can't come? Why can't he come? Or he says, no, you got it wrong. Shani Hossam Dhammer Kroh. It's Eliyahu was going to come first. The problem over here is that the time Shabbos comes, Eliyahu hasn't arrived on Erev Shabbos. The Mor says that logic would apply to any day. Yehochi b'chol kliyam b'yarm nami lishteri. So on Wednesday should be mutter because Elio didn't come on Tuesday, so Mashiach can't come on Wednesday. So what are you going to say? So what? Ella, why does the Bryce say it's us? The Iker's Elio didn't come to me. Ella, I mean, the best in the Gadol also. So the point is Elio came to the best in the Gadol to inform the best in the Gadol that Mashiach's coming. So if that's Pshat and the Braisa, why it's also during the weekdays. So Shabbos also, so this Yidden is sitting in Safas. He says, Shabbos and Mutter, because Eliyahu didn't come on Friday. How does he know Eliyahu didn't come on Friday? Maybe Eliyahu came to the Beth Sinagadol on Friday. So Hachanami, Lame, the Beth Sinagadol also. So the Mor says, so we're back to that it must be the issue is Tchum. The issue is Tchum. And Yivaraya, the Yesh Tchum and Malam Yisora. The same problem of Tchum. So Mor says no. The issue isn't Tchum, the issue isn't because Eliyahu didn't come the day before. The issue is something else totally. Klaisel is getting ready for Shabbos. Klaisel is getting ready for Yom Tov. and we have to get ready for Shabbos properly or Yom Tov properly. You can imagine Eliyahu HaNavi would come Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. It would stare the preparations for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. So Eliyahu doesn't come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, which means Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos. Okay, the Mura says, okay, now.
So then Erev Shabbos.
Well, the Mura is assuming Mashiach not Eliyahu. It's the same Eliyahu won't come on Erev Shabbos. Mashiach won't come on Erev Shabbos either. It means even if Eliyahu comes on Thursday, Mashiach will wait till after Shabbos. So then, if so, b'malei Shabbat alishteri. So on Erev Shabbos, the shemut and drink wine because Mashiach is not going to come on Erev Shabbos. Or answers Eliyahu loy osi, Mashiach osi. No, Eliyahu won't come on Erev Shabbos. Mashiach will come on Erev Shabbos. Why is that? The kibun the osi Mashiach a kol avodim hainly Yisrael. Once Mashiach comes, the goyim are avodim, and they'll take care of it. Be making Shabbos for us. Now, I don't know how they know how to make cholent, but that's a different problem. The Mor says, okay, but b'chad b'shab o'lishteri. So Eliyahu won't come on Erev Shabbos, because that takes away from the preparations for Shabbos. But that doesn't mean he can't come on Shabbos. Right? That doesn't take, the preparations are done. So if that's true, so Eliyahu can come on Shabbos. If Eliyahu can come on Shabbos, so the Mashiach can come on Sunday. If Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos, so the Mashiach can't come on Sunday. So we said that Bryce has said that Yom Rishon is Osir, which would indicate that Eliyahu can come on Shabbos. Well, we'll throw back the problem: how does he travel? Lishteri, lishemino, dein tchumen the malam esora. The yesh tchumen bechad b'shabbos lishteri. The also Eliyahu b'shabbos. Morris says, if you hold the yesh tchumen the malam esora, so Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos. So Sunday, Mashiach can't come on Sunday, so he can drink wine on Sunday. And the fact that Bryce says it's osur, it's arrive ein tchumen the malam esora, and Eliyahu could potentially come on Shabbos, thereby paving the way for Mashiach to come on Sunday. More answers. Haitana Suki Masafkale. The Tana of this Baraisa is not sure. Yesh Tchumen or Yain Tchumen. He's not sure whether you hold Yesh Tchumen Malam Yisora or Yain Tchumen Malam Yisora. Uluchumra. So therefore, he says we go Uluchumra. So on Sunday, I have to mark where maybe Yain Tchumen Malam Yisora. And Eliyahu can come on Shabbos, and therefore Mashiach can come on Sunday. And therefore he's machmer. But they can't prove that he holds Vadai ain't Truman, because all have to prove that he holds maybe ain't Truman, and that's enough to create the issue. Says, just figure up shot in the Braisa. The Amos, the Konoder. When was he standing making this netter? Ilema the Kerbechol. See, he's holding it a weekday. Kimin the Chalalei Naziris. Hechi Asa Shabbos. Umafkele. So. So, I mean, let's think about every single day how the Naziris works. So he makes he says this on Yom Sheni. So Yom Sheni he can't drink wine because maybe Mashiach will come on Yom Sheni. Then the Yom Sheni comes and Mashiach hasn't come. So retroactively he would have been mutter to drink wine on Yom Sheni, but that doesn't help him because it was too late to drink wine on Yom Sheni. He can't drink wine on Yom Shlishi because maybe Mashiach will come. Right. So, when would theoretically there be a heter? When he comes and Erev Shabbos, and but Shabbos is chal. So Mashiach didn't come on Friday, right? Shabbos Mashiach can't come, so now he can drink wine on Shabbos. But that's all assuming that I know for sure Mashiach didn't come on, that Mashiach didn't come on Friday. So the more it seems to be asking, that maybe Mashiach came to the Bezalel, the same way we said the story before, Eliyahu go to the Bezalel Gadol. Maybe Mashiach went to the Bezalel Gadol. How do you know for sure Mashiach didn't come? So once on Friday the Neder was Chal Misafik, you can't drink wine on Shabbos. So, Kibin, the Chalei Nazir is Hechi Asya Your Shabbat Umafkalei. How can Shabbos take off the Nazirs, which is Chal Misafik? Where it says El the Koy B'Shabbos B'Shabbat B'Kol Nada. The case which says Shabbos is Mutter. The case where he made the Neder on Shabbos. So he can be confident the Mashiach is not coming today. The day that he made the Neder, and he can drink wine that day. B'Nechamim next Shabbos already. Is also because maybe Mashiach came on Friday, he didn't know about it. Will be Yom Tov, or he's making the Neder on Yom Tov. How Yom the Shor relay that day is Mutter. Mikan Reilich is also lay, but that day and onwards, he coming the Shabbos will be also. Okay.
I mean, if it was close enough to based on a Gadol, it would also be okay.
The Chara, yeah. Rashi. Oh, I'm sorry, the rest of Rashi is before. Kolos Yom Rashi is Kolos Yom. Shoyi Besvino. That day there on the Shabbos, they were sitting, they having the discussion. Achiyabos or Bishua. He said that Emesh LeErev, when they came to the evening, they did Berachriya the Halacha. Yes, Truman. Is it Truman the Malam Yisurik and Farsh? Does the Loch of Truman apply above 10 or not? But that's clearly more of if the ship, the bottom of the ship is within 10, even though he's a higher up in the ship, that's not called the Malam Yisur. He's traveling in a normal fashion. So if a person's on a train and the train from the ground to the where the passengers sit is above 10, that doesn't make a difference. That's called there's a din of tum sitting on the train. A plane is interesting then, because the plane is above 10 tvachim. The only thing down below is the wheels. That's not called the plane itself is below. Is so when it travels on a runway, it's traveling above 10 tvachim.
I understand. He's got, but it's arba.
What?
You're going to have a width of arba. So, I understand. Isn't?
But it's above 10 tvachim. That case it was, it's arasmichta here. The more it's part of the ground still. If it's above, if the ground rose up, because it's 4 tvachim wide, so that's part of the ground. So the tum moved up higher. Right. The same way the tum on a mountain is different than the tum on the ground.
Right.
But that's talking about you're on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Person's on the plane. The plane is 4 tefachim wide, but it's above 10 tefachim off the ground. So you're traveling above 10. What? The wheels of the plane are not. That's not. There's no platform there that you're sitting on. That's part of what you're traveling on. So there's no din of, so that's relevant. You know, person's plane gets delayed and, you know, comes in on Shabbos. So if the plane is within city limits, there's no din of tchum anyway. So when he's traveling on the air, he's traveling above 10. So he didn't get a tchum to getting a Shabbos. So his tchum comes when he finally goes into the airport. So, but.
Who's been his alternative? He had to stay in there. I mean, before
Shabbos. Good. So that's the case. So to let them take you out.
When they take you out, I mean, they have to push.
I mean,
everyone's getting out.
No. Well, if there be an issue of tchum, issue of tchum. You know, that's very nice. You have an issue of tchum. They can't deplane. So, sir, we have to take you off. So take me off. I don't problem. They don't hate. I don't have it. Get five guys and carry me off. You know. That's exactly what I would like, you know. Because once you're inside the airport, it's Kedal and Abbas. You pass on the Kedal and Abbas, so you can move anywhere you want in the airport once you're inside the airport.
Once you're at port,
you're saying you're still...
The jetway?
You weren't coming
at Tumyet. You could walk off.
Yeah, but...
The jetway also is above Asar.
Jetway, I'm not sure how they did with the jetway, but that would be the moment you're kind of tchum. So you're kind of tchum. That's part of the building. So you're in the building.
Well, so a bridge that runs over highway, right? Stay on either end. Bridge goes over highway.
Right. That's our smichta.
Why is it?
Because it's connected back to the ground.
Because it's rigidly connected, as opposed to the plane, which can move.
Right.
So if you had a railway carriage where the horizontal surfaces were all above 10, would that then be like the plane?
If you would have it stand on something which is less than 10, it's not 4/12 and wide at the bottom, yeah.
But I'm missing something. Wait. The plane is more than 10 up. The horizontal surfaces of the plane are more than 10 up and more than 4 wide.
Right, but it's never that within the. But it's never 4/12 wide within you know, next to the ground.
Yeah. So let's say you have a train that's built in a similar fashion, where between the wheels and the suspension,
there was a gap. Theoretically,
you got to get up 10 before you get wide enough.
Same thing. Yeah.
And then a ship, part that is within 10 has to be more than 4 wide. We also say that.
I wouldn't assume so. I mean, this is all, you know, if you hold Yitzchum Alam Yasaurus of the conversation, so once the plane, as soon as the plane lands, so you get it, you're traveling Tchum. There's two issues over here. I just want to clarify. It's a good point. Thank you, Tzvi. There's one issue over here of being kind of shvisa. You have to be kind of mokum. Because when you're in the air, there's no mokum b'chlam. That's not an issue. That's Rabbi Meal's. You're in the ship. That's the case of four. As long as it's moving, there's no din. The person doesn't have a mokum to say that there's a din of shvisa b'chlam. This is the second issue. Chazal's question is there an issue to travel on the tchum above 10? Right.
So in the plane, you have no makom because of the wind. Is that what you're saying? Because it's above 10 and you have
no, okay. Kolzman, you're in the air, you have no makom on the ground to say that's your makom. You don't shakos to the ground. You're not traveling, you know. So as soon as the plane lands, at that point in time, you have the first issue. I have to go, did I get a makom when the plane landed? They have another question. Am I traveling beyond my tchum by doing so? Am I continuing to travel? Two separate questions. So do I say as soon as the plane lands, now I got a makom? Then the plane contributed traveling on this runway. So if. You know, nowadays it's almost not relevant nowadays because the airport's within the city or there's a fence around the whole airport, so you're inside of the enclosure already. So you're allowed to keep traveling inside of the enclosure. But you picture some of the older, you know, College Park Airport. There's no fence around. So it's open. So you land and now you travel from the end of the runway. So here you travel more than 2,000 amas. So you went beyond your tomb. So you deplane out of your little plane and you get Dalai Lama's. That's it. You know. So, again, if somebody would be outside of the city, you'd have such a problem. But do you say no? Since Ein Tchum L'Mala Me'Asura, he never was kind of Mokum. He was always traveling. He's always traveling above 10. He never was kind of Mokum. So there's no Kinyan Shvisa there. So his Kinyan Shvisa, when he walks up the plane, he gets 2,000 amas.
Yes.
And one end of it is in the of this ridge or whatever it is in the tchum. The tibor of this tchum in Nagba applies. So below Yalav Rosh, you can't go on top of this ridge. Shebesecha tchum v'yetsa the Rosh Acher and go to the other end beyond the tchum. This is a place where you can travel. So this is called, that's called part of the ground that there's a loch of tchum. So if one end of this ridge is within the tchum, he can't travel beyond the tchum because it's four tvachim wide. The case is it's not made for traveling. So that is the question where you say or pizza b'shem, or are you traveling by jumping with Hashem Hashem? Is that considered a valid? Is that considered traveling? That it's also. So I don't know how pizza b'shem works, and even if I would, I wouldn't tell you. But if the person's body is physically moving, that's how it works. So that's a problem. That's the worst question. If somewhere other, you have like your Star Trek that they take you and they just rematerialize you somewhere else. So I don't think that's the answer. I don't know what that is. You know exactly. Rashi says the problem is it's an act of hiluch. Just stam svina lemala me'asor malachas benu nocha. It's not within the ten tefachim. But dam the kvitz of avra filochi osur. You see, it's osur. So that would be a riot to Rashi. Or says, if you hold ein tchum the malam yasora, so what's the rotsu? Am I rotsu ein by shum isra feel above the even stops it doesn't apply because it's above 10. Berakak pachas yasora, the it's shallow and the bottom of the ship is within 10 tefachim of the ground. Berakak is balaz garba. Yeshashita d'loy minter Shabbata. Yeshashita didn't keep Shabbos. B'Shabbos Yom Tovim v'adali osim Mashiach heidnim. Mashiach won't come on Shabbos or Yom. V'asa kol yomai sechol. Dilma osi k'mei Mashiach will come. The word says the issue is because Eliyahu didn't come. Lifnei b'yom Hashem. Lifnei b'yos ben David. Yom Eliyahu levaster. So the word says, no, the reason why Eliyahu doesn't come on Erev Shabbos is because b'nei ha-terech shemenichin tzarchei Shabbos v'holkin l'hak v'ponim. You end up with no food for Shabbos. Everybody's all excited. Elio comes, runs out to greet Elio, and you end up with no Shabbos. So Elio won't come. What's with Mashiach? Ben Yisrael Terach, Dikya Terach. The Goyim will take care of it. Tomorrow is the Kasha B'chad B'Shabbos Lishtri. The Vadili Osir Mashiach Hayyam. Mashiach won't come on Sunday. Do I ask him on Shabbos? Lo yosal yo. Lo didn't come on Shabbos. Means the ka'osu lahu. The fact that we say Sunday is osir, it's a raya. Lifshit the chaya shlatim lo yosal yo. Maybe Elio did come to the Bezin Agol. Did, which would have to mean ben tchum on the malam yisora. Means there's no din tchum on the malam yisora. She didn't know. Mahal lo tifshit the ben tchum dilma besuki misafkele. I can't prove definitely ain't chumen because maybe it's a sofik lahitana dildilma ain't chumen. As long as ain't chumen is a possibility, shemachi also bechad b'shabbos b'luchumra. Av a mishal loy pshitale the tale of hateramine. But I can't see the tana definitely held ain't chumen and it's definitely mutter. He just says maybe ain't chumen and therefore it'll be a problem. That's all he said. Give the chalei naziris berem shabbos sveika dilma also mashiach hayoyim. The best in a gadol. Say, hey, for mystery, lishtes l'mokra b'shabbos lechesh dilma also the best in a gadol. Yes, maybe Mashiach came to the best in a gadol on erev Shabbos. You didn't find out about it yet. More answer: the kol b'shabbos kanoter b'yom tov kanoter. Klar mekishakibul neder zeh hoy shabbos yom. V'anatoni muter lishtes b'shabbos yom tov. It means on that day hoy se shabbos hoy se yom shenoter. Be'rechanami yom mikan ve'elech once. The weekday start, it's Osir, and even the next Shabbos, it's Osir, because Philip is Shabbos, still Osir, and Esma ben David, Michal, and Aziz.